and then I'll bring in Dr.
Talk Radio.
Exercise joint roll. Here we go.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're just joining us, I'm Viata, your host for the next couple of hours for Health and Well-Being with Viata. I've had over 30 years now in the holistic health field, ranging from Trinity College education to 10 years in a health food store environment here in the Orlando area, Chamberlain's I work for, and just a variety of experience going to Canada to study German New Medicine. And I'm just always honored when I meet someone like Dr. Kenny Bastian, whose experience is just totally different from mine, but so well-educated, and I believe he's deeply rooted in spiritual and the word of the creator. So you're going to really enjoy Dr. Kenny Bastian. Dr. Kenny Bastian, he's in the green room right now. You're welcome to join me for a little exercise. We're going to do some joint rolling first, as we do every Friday. Why do we do joint rolling? Because these days, we are not getting any motivation, inspiration from our media or our government. So I'm here to promote a strong lymphatic system, a strong circulation system, and most of all, a strong immune system, which includes all of that and more. So we'll hear about more of that from our guest today. So you want to call your friends, share a share party, launch party, whatever you do, because we don't want to miss out on any solid information, especially wisdom. Dr. Bastian will be bringing a lot of wisdom today that is missing not only in our teenagers, but adults. Oh, my goodness. When we look at the choices a lot of adults are making today, I see it as a lack of wisdom primarily. But anyway, let's get down on the floor and do some joint rolling, because we need to get our blood circulation. And my music choice today is Time for Healing by the Sounds of Blackness. I've played them for over 2 years now, and I have full permission. So When I play Time for Healing, I know Facebook's not going to send me a message about copyrights and all that. So we're going to do Time for Healing, and we're going to start out with our neck, rolling our neck around, get that those neck muscles stretched out, and then we're going to do some shoulder rolls and back and forth. And then we're going to get on our backs as we do, kick up our legs and our arms and roll those ankle and wrist joints, and then our knee joints, and then our hip joints. And then we'll come back up to a sitting position and just stimulate our vagus nerve, which is a major pathway, a brand that branches throughout our body. And we want to get that activated as well. And then after that, we'll bring on Dr. Baston, because we don't want to waste too much time. We want to give him as much time as he needs or wants. So I'm going to move my laptop down, and then I'm going to bring my tablet down to the floor into my living room. Everybody can see my living room. So let's just put some music. We'll put some music on and start rolling. Let's do Time for Healing. and squeeze on the back of your neck, activating that vagus nerve and all getting the spinal cord loosened up, ready for action today. Ooh, ready for action. All right, we give thanks. And let me go ahead and bring in Dr. Kenny while we have some juice here. Dr. Kenny Baskin, welcome. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely, very clearly.
Oh, wonderful.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope you can hear me clearly as well.
I can hear you clearly. And we say here, grand rising, good morning, all of that good stuff. Thank you so much for joining me. I was on your lecture last night, by the way. Awesome. Puberty is my favorite subject. You know, we talk a lot about on this show about childhood traumas. And you touched on a major part of that. So thank you for that lecture last night. I was taking notes and really enjoying it. And I'm so glad we're connected again. I've been in your office in the past for some health counseling, health advice. And I think I've attended one of your lectures in the past. And then I've just been all over the place ever since. But I'm so glad that we're reconnected. My brother, I consider you my brother because of your faith and your truth that you're sharing that is so needed right now. So Dr. Kenny Baskin, would you please share with our audience a little bit about who you are, where you started. I like this phrase this guy used. Your zip code determined how many choices you had in the beginning of your life. I thought, wow, that's deep stuff. When you think about where we were born, and he was talking about the level of poverty some of us come into or the level of wealth some of us, but he used the phrase zip code. He said, we don't have any control over the zip code we come into in this planet. So tell us about the zip code you entered into and your education. I'm really curious about. Go so our audience can get to know you.
Well, my zip code is that my professional training, I got them in Belgium, in Europe. And I'm a medical doctor. I'm a cognitive psychologist. And some of my training also I get them in the United States at one of those centers and institutions that you can no longer find in the country. You have, for example, the Gwen Bio Center that used to be in New Jersey with Linus Pauling. And that Gwen Bio Center was putting the emphasis on what we call the appropriate supply of nutrients that the body requires. And they put the emphasis on the biochemical profile of each individual in that sense that we don't supply to the patient what we call the RDA, which is recommended daily allowance that most of the health institutions and pharmacology recommend for the patient to take, but we provide what we call RTA. RTA means recommended therapeutic allowance. When you focus on the recommended therapeutic allowance, you identify the biochemical profile and also the particular deficiencies of the person. We're talking about nutritional deficiencies. We're talking about metabolic deficiencies. And nutritional deficiencies and metabolic deficiencies are connected to the specific nutrients that is that are required at the level of each metabolic pathways. Let me give you an example. If you eat your bread, you're going to need vitamin B1. Vitamin B1 is a cofactor. Vitamin B1 is called thiamine as well. But you're going to need phosphorus. You're going to need magnesium. But if you are somebody that is extremely stressed, there will be not enough magnesium in your system because when you are highly stressed, you secrete a lot of cortisol coming from the adrenal gland, and the cortisol exhausts completely your resources, your reserve in magnesium. And that is going to put you in deep trouble because all your nervous system, you're going to end up with heart issues because the smooth muscle of your heart can contract only to pump your blood to your different areas of your body, your brain. That can happen only when you have enough magnesium in the system. So many times we suffer with heart attack because of magnesium deficiency. So if you're not going to need Coreg necessarily to help you with this, but if you take any drug and you don't correct the magnesium deficiency, you continue to have your heart issues. So this is the type of training that the Brain Bio Center by Linus Pauling, but he died and they closed the center. I'm also what we call an orthomolecular nutritionist. I'm a cognitive psychologist from Moss State University. And also a orthomolecular nutritionist from Donsback University that you don't hear about anymore. So I've been in the field for the last 40 years, basically. And I practice in Paris, in Brussels, and in the United States. I don't practice objectively medicine because of the simple reason that my analysis as a cognitive psychologist is my curriculum as a medical doctor started in 1969. But in 1986, something happened in all the medical institutions of the world. Dr. Fauci, now the guy that is vaccinating people left and right, and he's not taking the vaccine himself. He said that blatantly. But he imposed the vaccine with Bill Gates to the whole world, which is a crime against humanity.
Right.
Because it's a vaccine that makes you sick.
Right.
He himself is not taking the vaccine. But they're following their plan, and they are cynical people, and they won't give you a chance. And that's very strange when I look at the whole situation. It's only white people vaccinating the whole world. And the whole world is dying, suffering from the hands of white people. That's very strange. I'm not a racist person, but I realize that it's white people killing people. So Dr. Fauci himself, he is a contributor in the internal medicine volume that the students of medicine that follow the training. In 1986, he participated in the writing of the and the compilation, I want to say, of the internal medicine volume that all doctors, medical doctors use.
Really?
And he himself, oh yes. And he himself, he changed completely the curriculum of the medical students. So that's why most of the doctors now that are trained, they are trained according to Fauci.
Wow.
And Bill Gates.
Oh my goodness.
So that's why when you go to all the medical institutions, it's a setup that those people, they prepare from, because they have to use the medical institution as a district, as it is clearly announced in the foretold in the Bible by Matthew 24. Satan will use a deceit to lead the world in temptation and to enslave humanity and kill them, because Satan knows that his time is short. He has to go, and there's a change that's taking place. So this thing has been well elaborated, well prepared, so that most of our doctors, all medical institutions in the world, follow United States, because United States is a great country. It's a powerful country. It's a beautiful country. It's a country that has, it's a wonder country. But those people, because the Americans didn't realize that they were dealing with corrupt leaders and criminals to take the head of all the institutions in the country. So that's why you're going to find somebody like Fauci at the head of most of the important health institutions of the United States.
Well,
but he had to be there to do the crime. So what is happening? I'm sorry.
I look at Fauci as kind of the front man, because when you think about how the medical schools were established by what the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and all those men who put in the pharmaceutical emphasis in med schools years ago. It seems to me they just put Fauci out front to be their front man. And it's really, there are more powerful men than Fauci running this whole thing, don't you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. But being being trained scientifically, by the way, he's a Jesuit. He took all his training with the Jesuit. So he's a Jesuit, and the language that he uses, what we call in psychology and philosophy, sophism, you know, sophism, that you say something and it's contrary, understand, and to confuse you. And you do it in a very elegant and in a very well-structured sentence. So you speak, you use a vocabulary that is sophisticated, and that's how you induce many people, scientific people. That's what it's a kind of sedative, that when you hear him speaking, you think he's talking science and he's talking nonsense.
But
the word that he used give you the impression that he's talking science.
Right.
He fools everybody. And those same guys from 1986, and that's the point I want to express, all the medical team, institutions, doctors, nurses, they have to follow what we call the hospital standard procedure in order to relate to the patient to address his medical needs. And the hospital standard procedures refer to three things: pathology, that means the study of the mechanism of the disease process, and semiology, which is the study of signs and symptoms, and pharmacology. So you being a doctor, you follow your training, and if you don't have the desire to study, to really to become a real doctor, you're going to limit yourself to the hospital standard procedures. So that's why the hospital is the place where you find you kill a lot of people, because semiology is good, the study of sign and symptoms, but sign and symptoms will not necessarily, it's not reliable enough, because when you see the symptoms, when you listen to the patient, when you're taking what we call the anamnesis, you listen to the patient to tell you his story, what he feels, his symptoms, that's not enough. The doctor has to go and recommend some tests, biological blood tests, in order to see exactly what are the dysfunctions. Even there, you have an issue, because the blood is a liquid tissue that is a carrier. And the blood, when it comes to homeostasis, is the last tissue to be affected by any dysfunction in the body, because the body has a tendency to preserve the blood from all dysfunction in order to secure most of the functions of the blood. So the blood is going to give you a report of the dysfunction at a very late moment of the development of the disease itself. So that's why many patients, when they go to the doctor, they get a blood test. The doctor says, I don't see anything in the blood, but the patient is going to serious inflammation and discomfort and disease. So the blood is not a good, is not reliable enough to assess your diagnosis and to make a decision, therapeutic decision. So those guys, Fauci, introduced that approach. You see, it's a school system, and that's why now when you saw COVID, the doctor was completely lost, and many of them died, because the hospital standard procedure, it's not sufficient as a therapeutic approach to address crisis. So that's why me, personally, because I'm a cognitivist, I'm a cognitive psychologist, I said, no, let me study those concepts. There must be a different way to approach the medical, the patient care, the standard of care, because the standard of care cannot limit itself just to that. So I said, let's look at the body. The body is a wonderful, sophisticated machinery. There must be some better approach. So I decided that I use in my approach two things. First, do not provide medical treatment with pharmaceutical drugs, number one. Number two, I promote health through education. And in promoting health through education, I must have the system, because the same way that you have a hospital standard procedure, you need to have a system to address the crisis of mankind. So I come up with a conceptual therapeutic pattern that that rely on four factors, what we call the four M's. You have the mucus, and Dr. Sebi, I used to listen to him, he talked a lot about mucus. Mucus, you have mesenchyme. Mesenchyme is where you find all the stem cells. The stem cells, for example, any wound that you would experience, all the healing comes from the stem cells, from the mesenchyme. If you have a broken bone, it's the mesenchyme that is going to heal the broken bone. If you lose your teeth, all your teeth in your mouth can grow back, no matter what your age, because the mesenchyme is still there. And a lot of doctors are doing that, and they have discovered that, but they don't want the medical community and the population to know about using the stem cells to regrow your teeth, because that would put the dental association out of business.
Right.
And people are spending a lot of money for nonsense, wood canal, foolishness like that, while if you activate the mesenchyme, the same way which you break your bones, the mesenchyme can repair it. The same way when you lose your teeth, the mesenchyme
right.
can repair it. There are a few doctors in the United States that discovered that, but they have to kick them out. They have to leave the country because they went after them to destroy them, because that would destroy the business. And this is a priority conflict that you find, where the money doesn't care about the health of the people. You hear Bill Gates talking about vaccinated people, kill them, and make a lot of billions. That means he's out of his mind already.
Yeah.
Sick in your mind to think that way.
I know that a lot of people don't, because they're still listening to him, unfortunately.
Well, they can't agree, because most of the people, they are under hypnosis. They are under influence, because this is not something that is only human. Those people are satanists. That means Satan, evil spirit. We're dealing here with a spiritual warfare right here. And if you don't choose to stay in the light, and the light is the truth, and the truth is the only refuge you can have in a situation, in a time like this, because we are at the end. We are the apocalyptic phase of the history of mankind. And the owner of the planet is going to come back. Because many times I tell to people, well, let me finish with the, you get me excited, Vignetta. The four M's, we have the mesenchyme, and I explain what the mesenchyme does. Mesenchyme can keep you young for eternity, because the mesenchyme has the ability to renew all your cells. That's what stem cell does, and to heal all your disease. That's what stem cells do. But they are trying to regulate the stem cells. Can you hear that? But they can't regulate the vaccine and kick it out, but they are using it to kill people. And they don't let you use the stem cell to heal you. This is how wicked the situation is with those leaders that we have in the medical field. And they are fooling everybody. And they think they can get away with it. They won't get away with it. Because in Daniel chapter 2, verse 44-45, it is said clearly that the kingdom will not be given to others, but to God himself. God will take control, will take control back. Money will not control the world anymore, but God will take control of that. That's one thing that's extremely important. So the mesenchyme is number two, and you have what we call the metabolic waste. That's the third M that I mentioned. The metabolic waste is what? We love bread, but we love rice, we love sugar, we love a lot of polysaccharides. So you're going to generate with your food a lot of toxins. Yes, we're going to. If you love bread, sugar, meat.
Rice, white rice.
Yes. And you see bread, rice, and sugar, and meat, you're doomed, because you're going to break down the food at the molecular level. And according to the nature of the food, you're going to break it down, that's what we call glycolysis, to end up with a molecule of glucose. And that molecule of glucose can take the pathway of what we call anaerobic glycolysis or aerobic glycolysis. The difference between the two is fundamental. If your food is not raw, organic food, the breakdown of this food will take what we call the anaerobic glycolysis, that means without oxygen. And when you break your glucose without oxygen to the glycolysis, all the energy goes to the cytoplasm of the cytoplasm of the cells. That means you're going to develop a lot of acid and waste product. What kind of waste product that you end up with when you break down your food in anaerobic glycolysis? You end up with ethanol, which is alcohol that will disturb your liver. You end up with triglycerides. Okay? You end up with cholesterol. So triglyceride and cholesterol, automatically you're going to affect your nervous system, because the excess of cholesterol, triglycerides, become fat, and that fat will slow down the neurons. And you know that you have myelin sheath, you have different, what we call the synaptic network, that won't be able to work properly because all the receptors will be blocked. And all the nutrients that are supposed to activate the receptors, we have what we call the calcium voltage at the level of the neuron and the connection between the axon and the dendrite. When that calcium voltage is difficult to reach because of the fat deposit at the level of the nerves, you can tell me whatever you want. You cannot contract your muscles. You can do have an accumulation of cholesterol combined with calcium in your joints. You're going to develop all those degenerative diseases. That's what all your diseases come from, your food. You see? So, but this is the biochemistry, the metabolic process that takes place that cause those metabolic waste. Now, if you eat raw vegetables, for example, many people, they have for dinner chicken, steak, and fries, that type of food. This food will go to what we call the anaerobic glycolysis, and you're going to end up with a lot of alcohol, ethanol, triglycerides, and cholesterol. No matter what drug you take, you can take as much lipitor as you want. You might not have the cholesterol in the blood, but it will be in the cells, in the tissue, in the joints. The body will put it somewhere because it has to be eliminated to preserve your life.
Dr. Baskin,
trying to help you is part of your ignorance and stupidity.
Thank you.
We have what we call biochemical laws that the body needs to follow.
I've got to go to a break. I'm so sorry. We'll continue with that. And once again, my internet's wiring around. But we'll be right back after this very short break. I take a break every half hour for our sponsors, and we'll be right back and continue that. I want to ask you a couple of questions about your childhood, because you skipped over that really fast, but you talked about that puberty influence. That was so important last night, that lecture about the influence of puberty and your peers, that I want to get into that, and your adolescence. I want to get into that a little bit about how you became a student in medicine and all this and nutrition, and how your peers and your puberty, your childhood influenced you to do that. So we'll be right back. For those of you in the studio, if you have a question, press 1. And if you're on Facebook Live, you can call in to the studio, 515-605-9325. And we'll be right back after these messages.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
On Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Back, and I'm just praying that my internet will keep flowing smoothly. We have the power of the Holy Spirit here flowing. I don't know, did you invite someone, Dr. Kenny, to join? Oh, here we go, internet problem. Did you invite someone to join us? Because I've got someone who's connected named, I think it's Shirley.
So for some reason, apparently, the system has been disrupted because of the nature of the truth.
Yes. Oh, try again. Here we go. So my internet just dropped again, so I'm going to try and reconnect with Dr. Bastian, and he may have to call in as a backup because my system just went back again. So we're going to try and reconnect with Dr. Bastian. In the meantime, for those of you who missed the first half hour, we're talking to Dr. Kenny Bastian. He is really well-educated on this biological computer called the human body. And he touches a lot on different aspects of the body, nutritional deficiency, metabolic, orthomolecular. So as soon as we're connected, we're going to hear more from him about where he started this journey, and in fact, what zip code he came in on, where he was born. I know he was educated in Belgium, but I'm not sure where he was. So we're back. Dr. Kenny, let's get right into this. I want our audience to find, where were you born at? Were you born in Belgium? Did I hear you say you were born in Belgium?
If you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay. It was difficult for me to hear you.
Yes.
But can you hear me?
I can, and I've got someone named Shirley. Did you invite someone to join us named Shirley? Okay. So whenever you're ready, I'll bring... Is it a woman or a man? Shirley is a woman, I'm assuming.
No, she's a woman. Yeah. She's a woman.
Okay. So whenever you're ready, we'll bring her in, or whenever you want to bring her in.
Yes, I'll let you know, yes.
Okay, so I want our guests to know where you were born and a little bit about your childhood.
I'm going to finish the introduction regarding what we call the 4M.
Okay, go right ahead,
The conceptual therapeutic pattern. That conceptual therapeutic pattern, I mentioned the mucus, I mentioned the metabolic waste, that's what I was not explaining, and I also explain the mesenchyme. The last one is what we call the microbiome. The microbiome is the set, the network of saprophyte bacteria. We have a colony of bacteria in our mouth. We have a colony of bacteria in our stomach. And in each different segment of our digestive system, we have more than 500 different species and millions, trillions of bacteria. The mass of bacteria that we have in our system are far beyond the trillions of cells we have in our body.
Right.
And what we need, the microbiome is extremely, extremely important because the microbiome performs more functions than our own liver. And that's why many times when we get sick, if we were smart enough, we should take care of the microbiome we should take care of the microbiome.
Absolutely.
Going into chemo with radiation. Because from the moment that you go, if you have cancer and you go into chemo and radiation, why don't you transform the microbiome first? And the microbiome by itself can boost your immune system and reverse the cancer situation, because when you have a well-balanced microbiome, it's impossible, almost impossible, for a virus to survive in that environment. And that means also that your system has a pH that is alkaline. And the best way to fight any type of cancer is to alkalize the pH of the body and to restore the microbiome.
Well,
you do those two things.
Well, let me tell you what happened. I want to share what happened to me, a very important lesson I've learned about the microbiome army.
Yes.
I call it my army.
Yes.
Because of the trillion, the trillions of these little critter microbes that are running around, going from the brain to the gut and all over. So I developed a UTI, a urinary tract infection, and I went to a clinic, in fact, near your office, actually, and she gave me a shot of antibiotics. First decision, because it was, when I looked it up, it was a broad spectrum antibiotic. When I looked it up later after I got through the whole thing, it was a broad spectrum.
Yeah.
Then she prescribed another antibiotic after I left. She gave me a shot in my hip that got rid of the UTI, but I realized it destroyed my army, my microbiome. So then she gave me another antibiotic, gave me such a headache, I said, I can't take this. I only took three of those, and I said, I can't take these anymore. But what happened after that, I developed flu symptoms, what I call flu symptoms. Other people went, oh, you had COVID, blah, blah, blah. No, I had the flu. They did not destroy the flu virus. It's still out there. So I realized, Dr. Bastian, that with the flu, that those symptoms that developed, like you just said, the virus showed up because I didn't have a strong microbiome system anymore. And so I realized those antibiotics, stay away from them at every opportunity. Don't even because they destroyed my army, and my army was not able to fight for me.
Your microbiome well-balanced, you set up the best defense.
That's right.
And on top of that, you have the ability really to preserve your own liver.
Because, yes.
Many things can happen. If you have a heart attack or congestive heart failure, you can survive. You have a kidney failure, you can survive. But you can't survive a liver failure. Impossible. And your microbiome will help you protect your liver. Yes, your microbiome will help you protect your liver. You see, this is a big, big difference. And a lot of people, they don't understand. They don't know how to take care. So that's why, in my approach, and that's what I said, the best way to practice medicine is to educate the people, not to prescribe. And there is a decree in the Constitution of the United States, an amendment, what we call the DSHEA, 1994 that has been given to encourage any health practitioner to educate their patient about food supplements, about health structure and functions. And that's what I said. Also, the government is not all bad. Like, we just don't know where the laws are.
Right.
And we have to remember that those people in the government, they are human. And they are human. And that means when you mean human, let me tell you this, and that's important to know. Bill Gates has to go to the bathroom, although he wants to kill people. You see, he has to go to the bathroom to sit on the throne. And it might not be able even to stand the smell of his shit. You have to know that this guy is nothing but what it is, a human being. And all those people also, any human being, you can live 40 days without food, 4 days without drinking water, and only 5 minutes, 6 minutes without breathing. That means all of us, we are just 5 minutes away from death. So what kind of power do they get, really?
Here's the problem as I see it. The system that they have set up in our government, Washington, D.C., consists of lobbyists, number one. Big Pharma is the most expensive lobby. They're filling the pockets of our congressmen, senators, and the FDA and Big Pharma are sleeping together. So we know that the system is, you're absolutely right. There are human beings in Washington, D.C., some of them really trying to serve the people. But then you've got a system where the FDA is approving, let's just say the FDA is approving another vaccine. And the big pharma is going to profit because they're all together. The system is working together.
The FDA is nothing else but the people from the pharmaceutical industry. They will never take measure that goes against the interest of the pharmaceutical industry.
Right.
So the general public is completely fooled because they will never take a decision that will go against. That's why now you're telling FDA approved will be approved just as a screen, but the general interest of the public is not really preserved. If the FDA was really at the doing its job, the same thing that the NIH, the World Health Organization, if on behalf of humanity, they have political agenda, political interest. So they don't have mankind at heart. So the only person that really does care about humanity is God. The churches are following orders. And you see pastor telling people to go and be vaccinated. Those are criminals like any regular people because they're talking about God, but they don't know God. That's the point. The only person that has humanity at heart is Jesus Christ. And he came and died for us. And the truth, he said, I am the truth. And that's what a lot of people, they don't realize, that God is truth. Anything truthful that you say, you bring God into manifestation and you bring the fullness of the power of God to the sin. And when you do that, that's what people, nobody should be afraid to stand for the truth. They don't have to comply. Those people, look at what they are doing with Facebook or all those media. They are trying to block the truth. If they are the truth by themselves, let people talk and the truth will shine by itself.
Well, but Dr. Bastian, what's interesting these days is I grew up in a Christian family. My grandfather was a pastor of a Church of God in Christ. Oh, here we go again. So I'm deeply rooted in the Bible. So someone shared Mark 8:33 with me recently. And I looked it up and I thought, wow, that's a scripture I've known all my life, basically. And what it basically talks about is Christ looking at Paul or Peter or somebody saying, get behind me, Satan. You do not have the mind of my father, but the mind of man. And I thought, wow, this is a good scripture to share with my Christian friends. And we can, you know, be unified. Come on, Internet. We can be unified with this scripture because I thought, well, surely there'll be no debate. Do you know the first person I shared that with, she wanted to debate me about it because she said, well, how is that relevant? I'm like, look at the times we're in where the pharmaceutical industry, the FDA, the government is pushing a drug that Revelations 18 said would we be deceived by. Revelations 18:23, I've been sharing that as well about how in the nations would be deceived by pharmakeia. It says they're right in Revelations, pharmakeia. And I said, how are you not going to understand Mark 8:33? Get behind me. You don't have the mind of my father, but the mind of Satan. We were debating. She was debating. We moved right away. But we moved right away into a debate. Well, the Christian mind is...
Anytime that you call upon the truth of God, the power of God, the light of God shines. And when you stand for the truth will stand for you. And there is no power against the truth because the truth is God himself. That's what Jesus said. I'm the truth, the life. Okay?
But you,
I'm the truth.
But you've got life, but you've got way. Christians debating that what we see as truth. Oh, here we go. Oh, this internet is driving me. Okay, we're going to, Dr. Bastian and I are swirling around on the internet right now, and I'll have to bring him back in. But I hope that you, if any of you in the Blog Talk studio have any questions that you'll press one or any comments, how are you navigating this journey that we're on to understand truth? What is truth? In fact, a good question for those of you in the Blog Talk studio. Okay, you're back.
If they spend 5 minutes without breathing, they are dead. So they have no real power. And the breath, who control their breath? It's God himself. All of them, they are just 5 minutes away from death. So they are so stupid that they forget about all that. You see, the stupidity, the blindness, and that's what I said, they are under influence. That means they are under demonic control. So, and they forget that they are just human. Their breath, 5 minutes away without oxygen, they are dead meat. But they seem to forget that. And that's why they should really become more aware of what they are. I don't say who they are, what they are. You see, God is in control of the whole situation. And that's why I said, if more people were calling upon God, all that foolishness would stop in no time. Just take seven people. Seven people are enough to shut down the whole foolishness. You see, just calling upon God with faith and power and dedicate our lives to him and learn the laws of life, the laws of health. We shut them down in no time because the spiritual of God would find the channel it needs to manifest itself and reveal the truth. And the truth will dispel them away because they are forces of darkness.
Well,
and that's what we need to know. And that's, yes, go ahead.
I think the problem we have today in our society is people have different belief systems around God. Because we, as I said, I could share script. I shared that scripture with who I would say is a Christian woman, and she wanted to debate it. So I think they've become so confused with the internet and the television and the media and the government. I think Fauci and company have done a great job of bringing division and confusion and fear. That is why so many Christians today are taking this jab because they're in fear. And we can talk about this, Dr. Bastian. I have family members who, despite my efforts for the last year and a half to educate them, as you said, about this whole pandemic, I have been educating friends and family for over a year. And they still decided to take the injection. Why? Because of what you talked about last night. Our puberty experience, in my opinion, and our adolescent experience. I have family members who aren't listening to my voice anymore. They're more influenced by their peers. And it's been that way. When you have adult children,
you have to understand they are under influence of the pastors.
Yes.
And we have to remember
that
Christianity brought into the world slavery
in
1492 with the with Las Casas, Bartolomé de Las Casas from Spain. And the
and Dr. Baskin is swirling around again on the internet. I'm sorry about that. But he's right. He's saying the influence. What Dr. Baskin is going to continue to talk about. Well, okay, you're back again.
Yes. We are not even black American. We are not black. The word black came in the 16th century. But we are not black. We are not Afro-American. We're not even from Africa. You see, we are Jews. We come from Isaac, Jacob. This is our lineage. That's where we come from. And we come from Solomon was a black man, as so to speak. And Jesus himself was a black man. We are not from Africa. We used to go to seek refuge in Africa when we were persecuted. We used to go to Egypt. But we are the real Jews. And there is a book written by Anderson that is called From Babylon to Timbuktu. From Babylon to Timbuktu. This is a book all people that they are calling black should learn. The white people, they are our brothers. They are our brothers. They are red people. They are not white. They are red people. That means they have a genetic deficiency that forced them, that condemned them to doom. They are doomed people because of the genetic deficiency of their skin. And there is a specific molecule that we have in our body, which is the melanin. The melanin is like an antenna that connects us with the cosmos, so that we are in direct communication with the throne of God because of the melanin. We have the neuromelanin, we have the dermomelanin, and that puts us in a situation where our nervous system controls most of the activity. We are more creativity, more spirituality, and more endurance. And that's why no matter what our brother, the red people, they try, they can kill, poison, enslave, but God let them do that so that through those specific moments, trials, and hardships, we can develop the personality, the resilience that will fit us for heaven. And the time is coming that we are going back in power. And this is what is preparing, and they are afraid themselves. That's why they are distilling fear now. They could make peace. They could treat us because God tested them. God is testing the white race, to the red people, to put them in power. They use all the invention that they use for our development, for commodities, well-being, has been created by the Jews, the black Jews, by us. The fortune they are enjoying, we produced it, and they stole our salary. They didn't pay us what they owe us for our work. And the incarceration system, they are using the same system, stealing.
And we've lost Dr. Baskin again. Our internet is swirling around. So we're going to take a break. We're at our 9 o'clock hour while my internet comes back again. We'll be right back after this break.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Dr. Kenny Bastian with us this morning, and my internet keeps going in and out, but that's okay. Dr. Bastian has a lot of patience. I can see you have a lot of patience because every time that internet goes out, we just sit and wait because we know the powers that be are not happy with this conversation we're having, but we're going to press on anyway. And Dr. Bastian has really been educating us not only about the metabolic and microbiome colony and the mucus and all that, but about the political situation we find ourselves in, which really ties to our Bible history references. So we're in a very interesting time right now to have truth-filled discussions about surviving, number one, because a lot of people are suffering and leaving the planet, leaving their bodies because they've made decisions to buy into the fear is what I, this past year and continues to be, every time I see a notice from our local W whatever TV station, they're promoting more fear. Oh, there's a new variant. Oh my goodness, you got, your children are dying. Your children are in the hospital. Oh my goodness, you got to be afraid. So part of overcoming and surviving is letting go of the fear and really getting into our faith, whatever faith is going to help you understand truth. So Dr. Bastian, I still want to know, where were you born and what was the upbringing that gave you such a strong faith?
It's my personal experience with God. At a very early when I was nine, I had questions because you see that's the puberty phase that I was talking about.
Uh-huh.
At puberty, you begin to ask yourself some serious questions, and I was one of the young men trying to understand life. And at the beginning, I went to one of the best schools of Haiti, because I'm born in Haiti. I went to the Jesuit school.
Oh, okay, right.
Yes, I went to the Jesuit school, and I can tell you the level of education they give you, those people, is really phenomenal. And when you learn about your syntax, discipline, and math, it was a very foundational training that I got, and I was a good student, thank God, because I loved it. And after that, I went to a boarding school. Here again, I'm dealing with very, very prominent teachers, at the moment.
Okay, once again, my internet is going in and out, in and out. So Dr. Bastien is sharing how, even though he was born in Haiti,
They will do that. They will do that because of the strength of the message. And yes, there's the power of the message. The truth makes them panic. That's why they don't have the guts to let the internet function normally when the type of message is coming. Because they are darkness, so they are afraid. So they are to, you know, create the smoke and to disturb the messages. Are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. But it's interesting because now that we know your zip code that you came into the mother's womb in, it's interesting the choices you had to go to a Jesuit school in Haiti. And I was listening to a talk the other day about, they were talking about Cardi B, Rihanna, and some of these popular rap artists, women especially. And all of these women grew up in families where the father was either abusive, alcoholic, or not there at all. So he really illustrated how, depending on where you're born and the choices you have in that environment you're born into, you could become a stripper, like Cardi B. I think she's the one who became a stripper. Now she's a very popular rap artist. Rihanna, she's another one, very popular, a billionaire, they say. Her father was absent or abusive or something. You look at the influence the male father had in the beginning of their life, and you can see why some of these women today do what they've done. No judgment, because as he explained, your choices, and you had choice to go to a Jesuit school. That says a special anointing on your life from the beginning of your life. You were destined to be a teacher and to learn all those things that the Jesuits had to teach you. But now you've totally separated from that, quote, influence of the Jesuits, and now you're teaching more truth from a heart-centered spiritual context. And that's what we need right now. More than anything, we've got to come out of the religious mind and the church mind and the strict, you got to do everything this way mind. But truth, what is truth? That's the question we're all asking. And so many people are confused about that.
You bring that in a wonderful way, in a wonderful way. That's exactly what it is. It's no matter of church, because the church are failing the people. What people need to do now is connect with God and to learn, to find out what is God's will. What does God want from us? And not identify to what they are saying, that you are white, you are black. There is no such thing. There is mankind, and they are the Jews, Israel. And most of those people that they are calling black American, we are not black American. We are Jews, deported in slavery. And that you find that in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68.
Well, so what about the Native Americans? I had a show on Sunday where I interviewed Peggy Well-Known Buffalo. She's the administrator and owner of the Crow Center in Montana, Crow Nation. She has a very interesting, she went to boarding school too, but unlike you, it was all oppressive, very oppressive. They took those Native American children, put them in a boarding school and brainwashed them, took away their language. So I'm comparing your boarding school to her boarding school. My background is more in line with her. My mother's great-great-grandparents were Native American. So my history is African only from my father, or Hebrew. I like to say Hebrew, Israelites. It comes from my father's side, but on my mother's side, all Native American. So we have this interesting history, culture dark-skinned people, of either growing up in a Native American family setting where you had mixture. Peggy Well-Known Buffalo had a great-grandfather who was Irish. Her Irish grandfather married her dark-skinned Native American grandmother, and that's how she came out with the straight hair and the fairly light skin. So we have such a mixture of heritage in this country right here that we can draw from and promote truth out of all of that, but people are so confused and in fear. So how do we get all these people who are so confused and in fear and ready to take a booster shot, heaven forbid, instead of building up their immune system?
My people perish for lack of knowledge. So what we need to do, it's impossible for one person to go all over the world and to inform everybody. When you have the truth, live the truth, become the truth, and change the life of the people that you meet on your way. And you can limit yourself to that. Perfect the truth that you learn, that you discover. And increase your knowledge and become the truth. Live it without fear. And when you are, you become the embodiment of the truth. You become the revelation of God himself. Watch your thoughts, watch your value system, and be fair to God. Be always in a place where God can find you. The whole world can come after you. They will never be able to touch you if God doesn't allow it. If God doesn't allow it and they try to touch you, God will destroy them. And that's what we need to know. That's the power of the truth. There is no power against the truth. And that's why we need to learn to educate ourselves. That's what I make it. We promote health through education. Education is the distribution of knowledge to share the information. When you receive the information, you process the information becomes knowledge. And when it becomes knowledge, it changes your personality. That knowledge changes your thoughts and prepare you for eternity.
So Dr. Baskin, we've got a lot of friends and relatives who have taken this jab. A lot of people are dying, we know. Some people don't even believe people are dying. I read some comments on Facebook, and well, nobody's died from the vaccine. Everybody's dying who's unvaccinated. I'm like, oh, my goodness, the level of ignorance and stupidity is just widespread. So my question for you, ask you, how do we help the loved ones who have already chosen to take these jabs? Is there anything they can do to strengthen their immune system at this point? Because there's a lot of information that says they're doomed and that they're going to have suffer. But I have found in my own experience, I have not taken any jab from as far as the Pfizer and Moderna, but I have found in my own experience, I've been detoxing from those antibiotics for one, and detoxing from drugs in general, and I'm like my energy level's going up. So I think there are some things that people can do to detox their body that can help overcome and survive. What are your thoughts on how we can help people who've already made that decision to take that injection? And for those people who haven't taken it, there's a risk out there that you're going to catch something, or I call it the flu, but whatever. They're going to catch something, whether it's a shedding or whatever, because there's a lot of information about what's happening with these variants. What's your thoughts on how we can help people who made decisions they may regret or not? I for one, had to repent of taking just antibiotics. I was like, I am so sorry. I had to just ask my father, forgive me, and I had to forgive myself because I know what those drugs, that antibiotic did to my whole system, just messed it up. So what's your thoughts on how we can help people who've already made that decision? They took it, they take two, they whatever. But, and then our relatives who may be afraid of all these variants out there or whatever, mutations.
They can come up with any type of variant that they want because the variants are all connected with the intensity of the 5G. Radiation with all those 500, 600 satellites they put in orbit around the planet. And they control that, remote control them, and then they trigger those reactions, those intensity, those frequency that interfere with our electromagnetic field because our body is electrical. But that is going to trigger inflammation, mucus proliferation, and all the symptoms assimilated to the COVID. That's the foolishness. That this is what they are doing. It's a game. It's total deceit. But what I can bring to the knowledge of all the people that are listening to this, do not believe it, that God anticipates that criminals would take control of science and trying to destroy mankind. God knows that, and that's why he put all over the place on the planet that plant called dandelion. Dandelion, the scientific name of dandelion is Taraxacum officinalis. Taraxacum, T-A-R-A-X-A-C-U-M, officinalis. Taraxacum officinalis. This is something they cannot, that's where God steps in the Taraxacum, dandelion is all, it's like weed.
Yes.
In the street.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. You don't have to plant it. It goes by itself.
Yeah, Naima, our executive producer was making dandelion tea and food. She was growing a garden. Yeah, dandelion. Weed. Oh, weed. It's, you're so right. It's everywhere.
Everywhere. And God, this is the answer of God.
Yes.
The foolishness of the criminal.
Yes.
And you guess what? There is a laboratory in Germany, a group of doctors, a scientist, a researcher. They make a study, a clinical study, scientific investigation regarding the dandelion. The dandelion has a molecule that intercepts the receptor of the graphene to block the graphene they put in the vaccine that will trigger the production of a spike protein, and the spike protein will create the replication of the virus. So with the dandelion block the receptor to the graphene. So
wow.
Even you take the vaccine or you don't take it, drink 16 ounces of dandelion juice and laugh at them. 16 ounces of the raw dandelion juice on a daily basis. 16 ounces of dandelion juice. And you clean. It's simple. Go and collect your dandelion, plant it in your backyard, and drink your juice every day. If you take the jab, no problem. The jab won't be able to kill you because the dandelion, if you suffer with leukemia, research has been made that proves that dandelion can address the leukemia issue.
Wow. That's deep. That's wonderful. That's such good news.
You need to go into... I don't have the data with me right there to tell you about the research made in Germany regarding the dandelion and the COVID crisis. And that study has been published, and it's there.
Hallelujah.
And that's why you have Germany, you have France, Italy, all those countries in Europe are standing against the United States now.
It's very sad.
Yes. It's very sad because are you used to travel back and forth between the two continent, but it's not possible anymore because the Europeans shut the door to the Americans.
Yeah,
but nobody is talking about that. But those studies have been made. Dandelion, Taraxacum officinalis.
I love that. So many plants are being revealed to help us in this crisis, and like you say, our Creator knew how much we would be deceived, and this game, it really is a game that's being played on the human population. And once you,
right.
If you're a chess master, I like to think of it as a chess game because I'm teaching my grandson, my son's teaching them how to play chess. When you look at that board and the pawns, for instance, we've all been pawns. Last year, we had more pawns than queens and kings, right? So now we're stepping into our sovereignty and our royal positions. But last year we were like pawns being moved around here, threat the fear. And now if we need to learn the chess game because we are in a real chess game right now. And we got players like Fauci over there. I don't know what position I would give him. He's like the puppet. He's the puppet. So whatever puppet is on the chessboard. The rook maybe or the bishop, he's not a king. But he's right there next to the cook, a rook or a bishop. And Gates also, they're in the rook bishop category, moving the pawns around and all that. So we've got to know where our position is as queen. I'm in the queen position, and I've got some kings around me, you for one. And we know what our role is. We got to know what our assignment is in times like these. And like you said, promoting truth. And no matter what people say to us or want to debate about, we got to know what truth is in us and why and how we can communicate it with love, with love. Some of my friends say I have a hatchet. And many people say, well, you're offending me, but I'm triggering people right now into their truth. What do you stand for? Who are you? Are you going to go into this fear again? It's like we're in pandemic part two or three, whatever, and you're still just afraid of a variant and a virus that is invisible. I mean, talk about just the virus, that concept of a virus. That's part of our microbiome, in my mind, is that it's part of the trillions of microbes in our body, on our body, around us, and yet we got suckered into this idea that we got to be afraid of an invisible element, and then we got the solution. What is it called where problem, reaction, solution? There's a name for that whole concept where they create a problem, then they bring a reaction, which is fear. And then they got the solution. We got one vaccine, and then here comes a booster. And then we got another drug here for you. We got drugs all over the place. So I want to ask you, too, about your position on ivermectin. Are you familiar with that? And what's your belief about that?
Well, what I choose to do, I don't even discuss drugs. I discuss solutions. And one of the solutions, dandelion is much better than ivermectin.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Did you hear that, everybody? Dandelion. That beautiful green leaf that keeps popping up out of the ground everywhere is the solution.
Dandelion is definitely much better than ivermectin. And because dandelion, let me explain to you. What I would suggest, when we say something, ask everybody, go and check. Well, there is a website where you could go. It's Facts and Comparison, factsandcomparison.org. And you can go also to Nutrition Data. The Nutrition Data is a website of the government, where you find the government has established a list of all the products that exist on the planet. That's why I say the United States is the most beautiful, powerful country. The information is there. Go and get it and stand on your ground, because what they will use against you is your ignorance.
My goodness.
They will use your ignorance against you. But what I love with this country, trust me, is the truth is there, available. Fauci come and talk nonsense, because you know a lot of doctors, they are limited to the curriculum that he imposed on them. And when you have the World Health Organization to come and to say nonsense, the reason they can do that is because they know people are not reading. People are not reading. And what we need to do, we've got nutritiondata.org, factsandcomparison.org. Go and consult. Check what those people say about dandelion. I don't have to say it, because they know about it. And look at all the monographs. That means all the research that have been made regarding dandelion, all the references, all the doctors, the biochemists, the chemists, all those people, they refer to dandelion and the clinical investigation they have done with dandelion. You'll be amazed. The information is right there, you see. And that's our responsibility. And those people that will die are the ignorant, unfortunately. You can be a doctor and be completely ignorant, because they make you believe that pharmaceutical drugs are better than plants. And they fool you like that in the pharmacology. Otherwise, you would not become a drug pusher. In order to become a drug pusher, you need to believe in the nonsense. And you said, well, it's scientifically proven. It's scientifically proven that all drugs have side effects. That is scientifically proven. And when you open the PDR, the physician desk reference, it tells you about one drug. They give you one paragraph for the benefit of the drug, and they give you 10 pages of side effects. You must be out of your mind to choose a drug over a plant that has no side effects.
Well, you know, Dr. Bastian, my father, who's behind, this is my dad's picture right here. This is his book. This is the cover of his book. He lived to be 95 years old. He died in 2019. But he was an athlete first and foremost. He taught football. He was a football coach. He taught physical education. But the last 10 years of his life especially, he would call me because the doctors were trying to give him another prescription. And he would say, call me and say, well, what are the side effects? Let me know what the side effects. And I would tell him, and he'd say, oh, can't take that. That's how he lived to be 95. He always said that one of his saying was that doctors bury their mistakes.
Okay.
And so he truly lived that because he was afraid of those side effects. He was like, oh, no, I can't take that. I would just tell him about maybe four or five side effects. He'd say, oh, no, I don't think I better take that. So he went on to do herbs, more herbs than ever in his last 5 years.
You'd be amazed to see. As I said, I would like people to investigate dandelion. Just go for the investigation. And particularly look for the study that I've made in Germany. Germany studies regarding dandelion. That's what you need to do. Check that out. And you will see, I don't have all the information with me here. That's why I didn't put it. No, I didn't expect that question. But if people want to touch base with me, I can give my phone number 407-765-5075. And 407-765-5075.
And then do you have a website?
Well, I have a website, kenointernational.com. And I have another website that is Common Healing, commonhealingfoods.org, commonhealingfoods.org. You can easily have access to my lectures and to my seminars. And I have with me Shirley, I don't know if she's still there. She's one of my students, and she has had a tremendous experience. I believe that I think her personal experience could really help a lot of people and to give them a better insight of what is possible in this life.
Okay, I brought Shirley in. Shirley is in the stream if she wants to show her beautiful face. Shirley, are you there?
She's good looking. She's good looking.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Shirley.
Hearing,
we need your...
I can barely get the volume up.
Okay, well, Shirley, how are you today? Dr. Bastian has invited is this one of your patients, you said?
Oh, one of my students.
One of your students. Okay, Shirley, would you like to share your experience with Dr. Bastian?
And she's a nurse also.
A nurse.
Okay.
Like I said, I have difficulty hearing. Somehow the internet is not doing it well, but
we can hear you. We can hear you very well, though. We can hear you very well.
I had a great opportunity of meeting Dr. Bastian after being ill for 20-something years. I've been working at a hospital, feeling very ill, going from doctor to doctor, and there was a time I felt I couldn't go on anymore. So a number of my doctors suggested that I should have a second opinion. And, of course, by that time, it would have been a second, third, fourth opinion or more. And one day I was sitting in Tobago at a church where a doctor was having a session or was about to have a session because he has been going around from place to place to his lectures and symposium. And while waiting for the session, I just got that impression that today your healing has come. And I sort of snapped. I said, yeah, right, healing. And the folks were singing just before he got up. And I got that impression again. your healing has come. I have heard your prayers. Then I recognized it was God speaking, so I stopped being snobbish and I listened. And as it went, I got an impression, as God said, that your healing has come and it will come through Kino International, that man. And I said, that man, I don't know the man. And immediately the impression came back, now get up and tell him because I don't want anyone to take the glory place. So I said, get up in front of all these people? And of course he said yes. I told him and he suggested that he would test. And
My internet is interfering once again. We've got Shirley giving a testimony of healing for those of you who may not be able to hear her right now. My internet is swirling around again. It comes and goes. But we've got Shirley. She's going to come back and share her testimony of her healing, which I'm very grateful to have her come on and share the power of the spirit of the Creator. Bringing that in is so important. So now we've lost the internet again. So I have to try and bring her back in. But if you have any questions or comments, we're in the last half hour. Oops. I've got to take a commercial break, actually. So I'm going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hallelujah, greetings in the spirit of Wayo and Yah Shalom. Wayo means we are one. Yah is Hebrew sacred name for God, and Shalom means peace. I'm Evangel Mamadi Love Yah Nubian, and I'm inviting you to join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Wisdom with Mamadi. Call in number 515-605-9325. Wisdom, women in support of daughters on motherhood preparation. And spiritually speaking, men who do the will of Yah are mothers too. As a Montessori educator, author, activist, international award-winning poet, and ordained minister. Females, I want you to say farewell to all things, seen and unseen, that prevent your potential. You bring forth life and give birth to babies. A kid is an animal beast with four legs. A child is a human being person with two legs. Facts can change feelings, but feelings cannot change facts. A mother teaches love.
Yes, glory to God. Well,
glory to
God. I could hear you very clearly.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Clearly.
Yes, thank
you very much.
That's good. I could hear you very clearly. Thank you, Shirley. Okay. That will help those people so they can understand that there is a human life. We're not talking about theory here. We're talking about practical, concrete experience and many lives. What we need is education. And now Shirley is a graduate student and she is teaching the same system, promoting health through education. And on top of that, she's a nurse with a wonderful experience and a very dedicated nurse. And she's one of the very, very loving person that you can find up on this planet. This species doesn't exist anymore. It's gone. But she's one of... Yes. She's a very, very dedicated... She loves humanity. And she serves humanity for the glory of God. That testimony,
yes, I really love that. That's amazing.
Yes.
And that I wanted to do this since I was four. And getting this opportunity is like, wow.
Exactly.
Give glory to God for this opportunity.
I thank you, Vyasa, for giving her a voice to your program.
Well, I hope you can hear me because I'm having trouble connecting.
I say thank you to Vyasa.
I hope you can excuse because I can barely hear. I can't hear
Okay, you can go.
Thank you, Shirley. I'm back again. We had internet problems while you were talking. Can you just summarize your testimony? Because we lost the internet while she was ending her testimony. Can you just summarize what happened?
Frangino, I could hear you very clearly.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Bastian, can you just summarize that for us?
Yes.
Because we lost the internet again while she was giving her testimony.
Yes. I think we have covered so many points today. And I want to thank you, Beata, for bringing me in. And I think we've given to the people something. We've given them God, the truth, and then the liar.
I love that. God, the truth, and dandelion.
We've given them God, the truth, and dandelion today.
Yes. And that. Okay, so if you have any questions for Dr. Bastian, press 1 in the studio because, we lost him again. The internet has been just crazy today. I don't know why. We do know why, because this message does not want to be sent out by the Facebook, but we're going to do it. We're promoting it anyway. And as Dr. Bastian said, he's given us dandelion God and the truth. And we all have our own experience as far as our faith and our beliefs. And that's what's driving this time that we're in, is the different belief systems that people have. We all grow up. Dr. Bastian gave a beautiful lecture last night on a Zoom meeting about our childhood, basically puberty. And I think the question was, let me ask you this question. Does your puberty define the adult you are? I don't know if Dr. Bastian can hear me, but that was the question he asked last night. And maybe we could, he could summarize the last part of our show by answering that question a little bit, if my internet comes back on. Does your puberty define the adult that you are? Can you hear me, Dr. Bastian?
Does puberty define the...
Because my tablet is not showing your face, but I see you on my phone. I keep losing you on my tablet, so I'm not sure if you can hear me or not. Can you hear me, Dr. Bastian? Nope, not him. So that's the question he asked last night, and I'd like to just talk about that for a minute. Does your puberty define the adult that you are? Does your childhood, Dr. Bastian, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I was asking the question that you asked last night. Does your puberty define the adult that you are today? I think that's such a valid question as we look at the relationship conflicts we're seeing more of. I saw a psychiatrist explain how he's got children coming into his office with their parents that are so psychologically damaged just because they're wearing a mask. They're wearing these masks,
yes,
and they're in such fear that these children are psychologically damaged, is what he's saying. So they're in puberty. And we're seeing, and you asked that question, how is that going to define them as an adult?
I could tell you, Beata, the puberty can damage you. Biologically, physically, and also psychologically. Because during that puberty phase, we are what we call a raging hormones storm, basically. And there is a surge, growth surge. That means there is a metabolic intensity that takes place. What I call the metabolic intensity is that massive increase of protein synthesis. You have bone spur. Your bones are growing. Your body is changing. And you have new facial secondary characteristics that are formed. And you have the formation of your breast, a proliferation, a growth, an extension of your body. Your body is increasing in size and in height. So there are a lot of things taking place. But unfortunately, our parents, they don't pay attention to those things. And they are not in a position to understand that since you're building any type that you're building a house, it depends the size of the house. So you need to bring more materials if you want to add more a room to the house. But in puberty, is the same thing that takes place. You cannot continue to feed your child with the same diet that you feed the child from U0 to 7 to 8. Because from 8, child begin to increase, to add more room to his body, more space is growing. And that's why if the parents are not educated, they will not realize that teenager, that adolescent need more specific nutrients to address the biological needs of the child. And most of those, we need essential amino acids, we need zinc, we need vitamin B1, we need vitamin B6. We need those things because those type of nutrients are extremely important when it comes to the metabolic activity. And you need manganese. Manganese are extremely important because you will realize that when you become pregnant, most of the mother, they lose the child because they are deficient in manganese. And most of the doctors, they are not trained in functional medicine. And they don't realize that what is causing the baby loss. Manganese alone prevents denudation of the embryo in the lining of the uterus. If you don't have manganese, the denudation cannot take place. So you're going to lose the baby because there is no manganese. And those are research that have been made by the Brain Bio Center with Linus Pauling, chemistry. Chemistry Nobel Prize. So we have the truth there. But many people, they don't pay attention to that. And when, for example, you're pregnant and you are nausea, you are not comfortable, it's because your body is depleted of zinc and manganese. So we got those two minerals that are extremely important in the management of your health and the management of your pregnancy. And also extremely important for the hormone secretions and particularly your sexual hormones. So the future is right there because your parents will not give zinc supplement to their children from age 8 to 13. So, and we don't do those things because we are not educated and to add to the diet of the child those food supplements. Those food supplements have no side effect and they can correct a lot of hormonal deficiency and imbalance. So when at puberty, you don't have those things. You're going to grow up with that chronic deficiency that will be observed in your physiology later on. That's what a lot of people, they're going to end up with breast cancer. They're going to, and you will notice that all the cancer, they start with calcification, most of them. If you have ovarian cancer, it starts with ovarian calcification. You have thyroid cancer, it starts with thyroid calcification. You have breast cancer, it's that breast calcification. calcification is always in the picture. And that means a kind of disorder of the cholesterol and calcium. And that's what causes those problems. But that's what we need to understand and to address through our lifestyle, those choline deficiencies, because they start at puberty.
We've got a...
We're not educated.
We've got someone in the studio who has pressed one. So
we're not educated enough.
So I'm going
to address those things.
I'm going to open up the mic for someone in the studio, because we don't have a whole lot of time left. 773-737, your mic is open. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Greetings, Global Transformers and Solutionaries. This is Mama G, Wisdom with Mama G, tomorrow, 12 to 2 p.m. I think that the child is formed not in puberty, but in preschool. 4 years of life is when you will have 80% of all of your information if you live to be 200 years old. So it is this time when you are educating the subconscious brain, and that is the brain that is going to direct your path throughout life. It's not the conscious brain, but it's what happens in the subconscious brain. So even though the trauma might have happened to the child at 2 years of age, the subconscious brain never forgets. And I'd like for the doctor to address that, please.
Dr. Bastian, I don't see your face right now, but did you hear that question?
No, I didn't hear it. No.
Okay, Mama D, can you repeat that again? Because my internet's been going out, in and out.
I didn't hear it.
She's going to repeat the question.
The question is, the driving force is not in preschool, in puberty, but in preschool, because the first 4 years of life, you have 80% of your information, and you are educating the subconscious brain of children, and it is that subconscious mind that is going to dominate throughout life's journey, not the conscious mind, but the subconscious mind, because that is the mind that never forget, even if the child is 2 years of age when the trauma happened, he will be responding to that when he's in his teens.
Okay,
so I wanted him.
He's going in and out of my tablet, but when he comes back, I'll address that to him directly. But he's gone.
Darkness does. Yes.
Yeah, he's gone
and
again.
We know that.
Yeah. So, Mama D, thank you. Mama D brings up a good point.
We know that.
And I don't know what he just said, because this internet has just been really weird. But thank you, Mama D, for that point, making that point. I totally agree with you on that, that there's a time in a child's development, preschool, that there's a lot of influence in the brain, especially. I recently, this year, I think I've had more information about how children's brains are not fully developed until they're in their 20s. All of our brains are not even fully developed until we're in our 20s. So if you can think about just the fact that children are in puberty, in infants and puberty, preschool, that is the most important time for a parent to be conscious and involved in helping that child develop a healthy mind, body, and spirit. And Mama D brought out the fact that in preschool is where you really have things going on. And Dr. Bastian was asking the question last night, does your puberty affect the adult that you are? And I think absolutely that when you're in puberty and in being influenced by your peers, that is a crucial, important time in a person's life to develop beliefs.
That's what they do.
Yes. Your peers are so, I believe my son My oldest son had an alcohol problem for many years. And part of that alcohol problem developed in college, for one. But also during puberty, when he was hanging around with these young people.
We are dealing with criminal people.
Criminal people, you're saying. He's coming in and out. But even in puberty, he told me, he shared with me how there was a young man in our neighborhood who treated him with such disrespect that that experience, I think when he was probably around 7 or 8 years old, that experience is what influenced his low self-esteem. I'll put it that way. Is that that neighbor's child who was always putting him down, comparing him to his wealth and his family and giving him this idea that he was less than. So I think not only are we looking at preschool as an influence, but puberty is really big. So Dr. Baskin is back. And what, I don't know, you were going in and out, but the question was about the influence of preschool versus puberty. And I think I'll let you have the final word. We've got about a minute left. If you want to deal with the preschool versus puberty influence, or just in general, how we as adults today are making these decisions that we're making that's either going to lead to our death or our prosperity. Go ahead, Dr. Baskin. You're back. You're fully back.
Well, what is important that the preschool is extremely important, because from age 1 to 3, this is the fastest period for the development of the brain.
Yes.
And the nervous system. So, and that's where all the cognitive foundation of the human being is laid. So what we need to do, we need to multiply the stimuli, different types, diversify the stimuli for the brain to explore and to be activated. When you expose the brain of the child to the maximum stimuli, music, constructive language, speech, all those things, you lay the foundation, you already create the foundation for the child to function in society. We function in a left brain society. We function in a left brain society. Language is extremely important. But at the same time, instead of putting the emphasis on language only, you need to begin to show pictures, shapes, so that we can stimulate the right brain. And people, it's very difficult to find a criminal that has the right brain well developed. Most of the criminal people, they have the left brain fully developed. People like Fauci, Bill Gates, check their left brain is highly developed. But they have no artistic mind. When you become an artist and you become a creator, your right brain is, right hemisphere of your brain is fully developed. And those people, they have more space for love, for peace, for creativity, for poetry, for music. All musicians that are successful, they have their right brain fully developed. And it's extremely difficult to find a good musician, a criminal. Did you see? Those are things that we need to know. Yeah, it's very difficult to find a good musician in the list of criminal people.
Yeah, all musicians, you know what, that's so true. All musicians.
Puberty is important. Yeah. Puberty is extremely important, because this is the phase where you enter into what we call the concrete and formal operations, mental operations. And that's where you need to acquire what we call moral values. And that will be our next topic in the puberty, because I'm going to continue with sexuality, personality.
And then he froze up. So that is so true about musicians. They are, when you look at the music world, the music industry, there doesn't even seem to be any racism in the music industry. If you can play a guitar and you can do a drummer, if you're drumming, they don't care what color you are. You're in the band. You're in the band. So it's so right about that. He disappeared again. And so even 7 if the love is nice.
God is the truth, and the truth is God. When you stand for the truth will stand for you, and there is no power against the truth. Discard all fear, because God doesn't like fearful people. The truth will stand for you.
All right, Dr. Bastian, give us your link, your websites again. We're about to sign off, but I wanted people to be able to get in touch with
you. Thank you very much for inviting me, Beata. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Do you want to give your websites again? Can you give us your websites again?
Hope to see you soon. Thanks.
Okay, he's signing off. All right, thank you. I hope to see you soon, too. I'm so blessed and thankful for all that you're doing. And I'm going to stop by your office and give you a hug. I'm not afraid of hugs. Are you afraid of hugs? Okay. He's signing off. But thank you all for being with us today. I'm going to start our internet.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-show. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solutions Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solutions. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of
Tune in tomorrow with Wisdom with Mama D. She's going to be talking a biblical consequences by taking these injections. So tune tomorrow at noon, Wisdom with Mama D. Thank you all. Have a beautiful day.
India. Zanyaba. Japan. Arigato. Korea. Kamsahamnida. Russia. Spasiba. Germany. Danke. Poland. Dziękuję. France. Merci. Spain. Gracias. Italy. Grazie. Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Medasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga. Senegal. Geret. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.